Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, as a new light shines from over the horizon calling us to march in step towards progress of a new console generation with sweet heady promises of powerhouse graphics, liquid smooth frame rates and everything else, it is certainly a time to look forward with excitement and anticipation to the next lineup of stone cold classics. However, much like in life, the path towards such gleaming futures is often built on the hard work and backs of others who gave their all to redefine what games were and what they could be. While a lot of these titles will be propped up in the annals of time forevermore, so many more slipped through the cracks and faded into obscurity without getting much love, despite being brilliant in their own right. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most underrated video games of the generation. Number 10, Valkyria Chronicles 4, or the original remastered. We begin this list with a trip back to that well-worn ground of World War II. Now, before you bemoan how so many other video games have used one of humanity's greatest downfalls as a means of delivering morbid entertainment, Valkyria Chronicles is very, very different. For a start, it's not explicitly set in our reality and more of a legally distinct timeline where the forces of Europa team up to fight off an encroaching evil. And for seconds, it's an anime. Yep, World War II from the perspective of an anime, complete with dolt-headed side characters, busty lasses who kick asses, and of course, an adorable central cast who have an even cuter dog who rescues you if you fall in battle, I know. This is XCOM meets Eternal Sonata, with each movement costing you a chunk of your action gauge and where you get to aim down the sights in order to pick off your enemies. It's surprisingly tough and shockingly quite moving, and if you haven't caught up on the latest and arguably greatest installment in this franchise, you can pick up the remastered original, which is stellar through and through. Number 9, Echo. Now, Echo might well be the best game that you've never played, an almighty effort from Ultra Ultra, a developer that unfortunately shut down after the release of this title, and this game had so much love poured into it that it's truly a shame that it didn't sell as well as it should have. Combining stealth gameplay with survival horror, the player is tasked with exploring a monolithic palace, all the while avoiding enemies that look and act exactly like the player themselves, hence the title. And I do mean act, because the palace that you're exploring is actually monitoring your gameplay choices. And it updates itself through a sort of weird flashing light cycle sequence, and now the enemies become aware of your movements and will react accordingly. This central gimmick never for one second tires, as you're forced to adapt on the fly to enemies that become smarter and smarter. And it's here where the terror sets in, as these echoes become so challenging, so relentless, and so much like you that it can become truly difficult to come out on top. A fantastic game that truly deserves your attention. Number 8, Fury. Fury is a title whose graphical style does little to inform you of the absolute ball-breaking punishment that is coming your way. From any stills that you might have seen of this game, you'd assume that butter wouldn't melt in the mouth of this beautiful title. However, the butter doth indeed melt, because Fury is a demon engine powered by the heat of hell itself. It's still an utterly spectacular game, with the action taking place over two distinct methods. The first is like a hack and slash arcade game similar to Devil May Cry, and the other is an almost top-down twin stick shooter. If that sounds pretty intense, then my friend, you don't even know the half of it. As when this gets to some of the later boss battles, this is ridiculous, giving even the likes of Tohu a run for its money. This is a title that rewards perfect dodge timing, exploiting fractionally small windows of opportunity, and losing yourself to the utterly visually amazing soundtrack in order to become one with the rhythm. Fury is an all-consuming title that will have you shaking with adrenaline and banging your head at every step. Number 7. Ruiner. Ruiner is a game that keeps you at arm's length for the majority of its runtime. It is a title that shows no affection, but instead punishes you at each and every turn, forcing you to contend with bullet hell runs and overwhelming visual bombardments as cyberpunk-esque enemies barrage you with lasers and explosive fire. You will die over and over as you try to master a title that is one part twin-stick shooter and one part Hotline Miami slice and dice runner. But at the end of it all, despite the harrowing amount of defeats that you've tasted, you'll ask for more. This is one of the most challenging, infuriating, and yet rewarding games that I've ever played. And while its visuals and outstanding soundtrack will be the immediate hook, it's the gameplay that punishes anything less than perfection that will see you sticking with it until the end. Ruiner takes no prisoners and demands so much from you, including your attention, before it fades away into the sands of time. Number 6. The Sexy Brutale. Who doesn't love a good masquerade party? Well, you know what? How about we spice up this plague doctor convention with a little bit of murder, shock, gasp, etc.? Well, my friend, that's just the situation that you find yourself in with The Sexy Brutale, a criminally underrated title that sees you try to complete time manipulation puzzles in order to save the guests of this very lavish party. Using a clock that resets after a certain amount of time, you've got to maneuver around the mansion, listen to conversations, gather clues, and of course intervene at just the right time in order to save the day. It's a wonderfully beautiful title with a stylized aesthetic that makes even death itself look cutesy, and carries with it a surprisingly weighty message about regret, forgiveness, and acceptance of one's own mistakes. There's so much to love here that this is one shindig that you will be digging for many hours to come. Number 5. The Banner Saga. Honestly, what an utterly beautiful game. The frigid Norse inspiration for this title is so powerful that you might actually get frostbite through sheer contact with the controller. But if you're a fan of turn-based combat, party management, and incredibly tough moral choices, then you'll be warming to the Banner Saga in short order. Taking place in a world in which summer has decided to take the week off, it seems, you control a traveling caravan of survivors who are not only looking for some shelter against a never-ending winter, but also a seemingly infinite and unstoppable army of soldiers known as the Dredge. As you progress through the biting chill, you'll experience moments in which you must decide the fate of your people, all the while trying to rescue others and then delve into battle against evil and other desperate humans in a bid for survival. And the combat system is absolutely delicious, offering up a chance to weaken enemies' armor before diving in for the kill, meaning that you'll need to balance your team out with long-range chip damage dealers, magical assistants, and of course, heavy-hitting brutes. This series went on to spawn 2 sequels, but still isn't shown enough love by the mainstream, so do yourself a favor and experience a true slice of emotional rot. Plus that art style, yes please. Number 4. Journey to the Savage Planet. With the fairly recent Cinderella story that was No Man's Sky, which you can definitely read as a grim tale of their own making, it was actually hard to get a look into this genre, with this one title basically drawing everyone's attention over the years. Therefore, a ton of spacefaring titles seem to have slipped between realities, including the charming, silly, downright stupid in some places game known as Journey to the Savage Planet. It's basically Lego the Movie, but seen through the eyes of No Man's Sky, with you building, exploring, creating, and experiencing all manner of silly creatures and laugh out loud moments along the way. And the team that worked on this previously worked on Far Cry 4, and this is evident as the game revolves around a huge map, an eccentric villainous force, and of course tons and tons of shooting endangered species right in the bloody face. Now, to be fair, some of the comedy is a bit Borderlands 3, but the majority of it is Borderlands 2, aka a laugh riot. And the cutesy aesthetics will draw you in into each new area, which are simply teeming with secrets. Number 3. Sunset Overdrive. What's this? An Xbox One exclusive launch title on a list of criminally underrated games? How can this be? Well, I mean, just ask the public, and indeed Microsoft themselves, who seem to have forgotten this game exists, as nobody is talking about how utterly insane it was. coming out in a literal explosion of colour and a lot of gore, Sunset Overdrive went into one of its own as it showcases over-the-top action and jet-set radio-styled grinding all wrapped up in a heavy dose of self-aware comedy. It's a title that presents itself as a dumb game, but there's so much going on that you have to be smart with your shooting and placement to get the most out of it. The graphics are stupendously well realised, as is the soundtrack, and while the grinding probably could have been punched up a notch in terms of speed, this is one thrill ride that deserves a revisit. With no whiff of a sequel, this could be all that we see of this neon-soaked splatterfest, so enjoy it while you can. Number 2, Frostpunk. So now we've covered the luminous assault on the senses that was Sunset Overdrive, why don't we dial things back with a bit of, a heavy dose of frostbitten bleakness. Such is the offering that Frostpunk presents, a video game from the same brilliant minds that brought us This War of Mine, which posits the player in a world on the brink of death, cast into a never-ending winter, and it's up to you to make the best of things. What this results in is one part city builder and one part moral deep dive, as you have to try to juggle keeping your populace warm and safe, while at the same time trying your best to make sure that no one group gets left out in the cold. It's an arduous slog of a title, but I mean that in a good way. It's a game that makes you work for every single little thing, and you end up appreciating it all the more as a result. The hard environment and sapping atmosphere always makes you feel like life is on a knife edge, but this knife is a gleaming blade and razor sharp in its delivery. And number 1, Phoenix Point. I know this might seem a little strange at first, seeing as Phoenix Point technically isn't even out for Xbox One and PS4 at the time of recording this, but therein lies my point. With the game landing on these consoles while the new generation is taking off to the skies, it's sure to be overlooked by many, and that is a massive shame because, in short, this game is brilliant. If you're a fan of tense, tactical, squad-based strategy games in the vein of XCOM, then this title is for you. As this is basically that franchise, but now you're fighting creatures from the deep sea instead of deep space. Now, if this sounds like a bit of a weak source comparison, it's not intended as such, seeing as the developer of this game, Julian Gollop, actually made the original XCOM, and therefore that comparison is actually mighty praise from me. The original game was devious, terribly punishing, and yet some of the most rewarding gameplay that I've ever experienced. With utterly delicious and quite horrifying visuals, Phoenix Point is a heart attack on a plate. As you'll agonize over each and every move that your squad makes, you'll be ordering surgical strikes on enemies' limbs to slow their advance, luring them into traps, and basically doing everything possible in order to just survive. It is a punch to the face that you will thank Mr. Gollop and his team for with gusto.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.